Hey guys, I feel like we should reintroduce ourselves because we haven't done this in a while, and I feel like since this is like podcast, when we talk, I don't know if people know who talks sometimes. Because I'm like, when I hear it back, I'm like, is that me or is that Daisy talking?
No, okay. I ask the exact same questions every time I'm editing. I was like, wait, that kind of sounds like me. Like, and then it's actually you. It's so funny.
So I'm Nayeli because I'm like, I know it's been a minute, guys, but life has happened to both of us. But we're back. We're back. And I'm like, we're gonna be back, guys. Don't worry. I'm like, we're just two girls. We're trying.
Yeah, I'm Daisy. Like Nayeli said, life happened, you know? Like, I recently graduated, and ever since then, I've bounced right into my summer job, which has been really hectic. So, my manager has been putting me on so many days and so many hours. And I actually got promoted to being a supervisor there. So, that's also why I never have time to record or edit any of these podcasts. Like, to be clear, we did record. We recorded one episode for the Miami race and like one episode to recap Monaco and what was it?
Indy 100.
The Indy 500. Yeah. And I think also Spain, right? We tied all three of them together. Yeah. So we recorded two episodes. It was on me. I just did not have the time to edit both of them at the same time. It was just insane. So yeah, but like we're just two girls who have big girl jobs who are trying to like balance our personal lives and this podcast, which we still are going to continue because we love making this podcast and we love motorsports. So
Exactly. I'm like, it's been crazy. I'm trying to get a new job, guys. Like, I'm interview after interview, and I'm like, we're praying that she gets another job because current job, not it, but besides the point. But this weekend, we had Canada, which honestly, I was very hyped for, but also kind of scared for it because Lance had to redo surgery for his hands, and I felt really bad because everybody's been hating on Lance. And I'm like, y'all, you know, he's a billionaire. He doesn't need to do this. He's doing this because he loves it. And the fact that he's been racing and getting decent finishes with like pain in his hands or wrist, I believe it was, is crazy.
No, literally. I absolutely love Lance so much. Like, he's one of the underdogs that I absolutely love, and he does not deserve any of those hate. So, when I first saw the news that he was going to be out for it was like the Barcelona race, wasn't it? That one? Yeah, when he was going to be out, my immediate thought was like, I hope he can still race for his home race because if he doesn't, that's just going to be so devastating.
I mean, granted, he didn't do that well, but I'm like, I wonder how much pain he's in. Cause I really, part of me wanted him to race, but part of me also wanted him to take like time off. Cause I was like, dude, out of surgery, like they get no break and the G-force in the car is crazy. Like that pain must have been unbearable.
Yeah, like I don't even think the most amount of pain meds would even help him with that because it's just like I just know he was hurt and he was pushing through because he wanted to race for his home race. And I think even if he didn't like finish that well, at least he finished.
Yeah, I'm proud of him. I'm like I said, we're big Lance defenders here because I think the hate he gets is it's just like not it. Like I don't get
He just has a father that loves him. I'm gonna call some of us out. I know most of us didn't get that growing up, but you know, can't hate on other people that have.
Honestly, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. But yeah, I was like, I think that was like one of the bigger, I feel like, stories coming into Canada. Cause, well, besides Max potentially getting another, which I saw a lot, and I think y'all are weird for this, saying, I hope Max crashes into George so he can get that penalty point at the start of the race. I was like, y'all are wild for that one. Cause why? Like,
No,
why?
literally, didn't we discuss before that wishing that drivers would crash is not a good thing? It is bad. Like, who, like, I don't know. It's just like, why would you wish that upon someone? Like, they are a human being.
I don't know. Max is also a dad, guys. Like, he's a little baby girl. Like, come on. And I mean, I'm not the biggest George Russell fan, but like, even he doesn't deserve that. Like, why? Like, y'all are weirdos. Like, that was like the number one thing I saw trending, and I was like, I do not subscribe to this.
I know I didn't either. It was just insane. Like you said, I'm also not the biggest George Russell fan either, but I wouldn't wish that upon him or Max. And like you said, Max is a new dad. Like he's still a new dad. Like that girl needs her father. Like don't ever wish that upon anyone because I'm a firm believer that if you say things out loud, it will come back to haunt you. So the fact that people are saying this willingly out loud, I don't ever want that to come true. Like, please.
And I'm like, it's always one of those things, which honestly, I'm shocked we didn't really have any big crashes because you all know that famous wall that everyone hits in Canada. I was like, I'm really surprised. I think we had a couple crashes in free practice, but for the most part, because I don't watch free practice, guys, I don't have time. And I'm like, I watch like the recaps of free practice. So I usually only like get my information off of that. But I think we had a couple in free practice, if I'm not mistaken.
I think we did too. Like, 'cause I remember there was like a red flag in one of them.
I think Charles was one of them who crashed.
Yeah, I think so too.
I was like, I think that's the only one I remember because it was someone else, but I can't remember who. I just know Charles for a 5 when I was like, oh, because everyone's like, damn, being a Ferrari fan sucks too. Also, I was like, strategy for Ferrari was wild. Like,
Yeah.
because
Okay, maybe I should talk about this afterwards. But Lewis, oh my God, I felt so bad for him.
wait, why?
Did you not see? You know how he had damage on his car?
Yeah.
He got that damage because he ran over a groundhog.
I didn't know. Okay, I know there's like a lot of groundhogs, but I didn't know that's why. Like, I knew he had damage, but I didn't know it was because of a groundhog.
Yeah, unfortunately, it was because of a groundhog. He was so devastated when he found out. I was like, my poor vegan Lewis. Like, I know that man was heartbroken when he found out.
Wait,
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Like, cause he was suffering. Like, I'm not gonna lie, he had no pace. He's just lucky people behind him were so far behind. Cause he was just there. Like, the Ferrari was just there. Like, I didn't know it was because of a groundhog. Oh my God.
Yeah, like if you like look back at the clips, you could see like a little like it kind of looks like dirt, but it actually was a groundhog, like a dead groundhog that was still on the road.
That's rough. That's a little rough. Dang. I mean, he wasn't the only one who had a bad race, if we're gonna be honest. I feel bad for Alex Albon after like his race was just I don't even know how to explain it, man. Like his race was just not it. Like that Williams just was bad. And I think he had collision with somebody at the beginning that just made him like have just like the worst race. He like DNF'd guys, like he didn't even finish.
He also crashed out like again on the radio, and this is not the first time that he has like crashed out. I forgot what other race he did it at, but it's just at this point it's just getting very consistent where he is like not happy with his team, and his team just isn't doing anything to like improve.
Oh yeah, it was when they didn't change his tires. Like, why are we still on these tires? And then when they wanted to box him, he's like, we can't box now.
Yeah.
It was that. I remember that cry. Like, he sounded so frustrated. And I was like, I want to cry for him at that moment because he's been doing consistently. Like, I don't know why Williams is doing this to him since he's been like their. No offense to Carlos. I mean, he got points this time. He got P10. But Alex has been carrying this team. Like, he's been consistently in the top.
He has. He, you know how like everyone always says that Lando is McLaren's golden boy? Alex is Williams's golden boy.
Yeah, but they've just been doing him dirty recently, and I'm just like, poor Alex.
Yeah, like him just like getting mad and frustrated over the radio at them and like physically calling them out is well deserved.
It really is. And then we had another DNF. I don't know why Liam Lawson, if anyone knows why Liam Lawson DNF, because I didn't read into it because he's not my favorite driver. So I was like, whatever, he didn't finish. That's fine.
All I know about Liam Lawson is that he also got a 15 grid penalty, and apparently he DNF'd, so how?
Dude, that's wild. Like the penalties that were served were wild. Yuki getting a 10 grid penalty was the bit, like I was so sad. I was like, poor Yuki. He did pretty good though. He had did P12, not in the points, but like
It's
for
so
me, basically last, he did decent.
bad. Yeah. I think
Happy.
also Lance got
Yeah.
points. Yeah.
There's a bunch who got like penalties, and I'm like, why? Oh, Isaac also got like a 3 grid penalty as well.
I love, okay, wait. There is, Nico was talking about like Isaac and how, like, I think he said, if Red Bull ever calls you up, just say no. Like, just say no. And then
That's like
I think it like cut to like, well, not on like the actual like F1 TV, but like I saw this on TikTok. But it cut to like Isaac being asked the question if he were to go up to Red Bull or if like someone would ask him. He said, oh, I'm terrified or something like that. I'm scared. And then it cut back to Nico in his commentary being like, yeah, like he's listening to me, you know?
No, honestly, if Red, I wouldn't either. Like, Yuki was doing so good when he was with Visa Cash App, and the second he went up, it's just not been Yuki's time. Like, that second seat is cursed. I stand by it. And the fact that they're barely like, now they're admitting, like, oh no, it's not Yuki, it's the seat. I'm like, girl, we've been saying that seat. Us as Red Bull fans have been saying that car sucks for a minute now.
Literally, ever since I think Daniel Ricciardo left that seat,
It's
ever
just not
since
been it.
he cursed that seat, I'm telling you.
He really did. I'm like, oh, I don't know, man. I'm in the trenches as a Red Bull fan, but honestly, Max did really good for me. P2, proud of him. He kept it. He didn't lose his cool.
Yes.
So I'm like,
The
glad.
comments though afterwards that George was like saying about Max. I also saw this on TikTok, but I can't remember exactly what he said. I know that people are starting to like not like George and saying that they don't really support the things that he has been saying about Matt at that point.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know. George is a little diva. I'm like, he just, I don't know, man. I'm like, I've never really liked him. I don't wish bad on him, but I just don't like him personally.
Yeah.
But there was that. Before we get to sad news, because I know it's gonna break your heart when we start talking about McLaren, we should talk about the good news. Kimi got podium. He joined the list of teenagers to be on podium, which is Max Verstappen and Lance Stroll. They were all 18, and how many? I saw that picture right now. Hold on, let me pull it up. That was funny to me. Like the fact that they're like they're this many days and months and something like that. But Kimi got pole, po not pole, podium. Sorry. Where is that picture? Teenage podiums. We got Kimi at 18 years, 9 months, and 21 days. Max at 18 years, 7 months and 15 days, and Lance Stroll 18 years, 7 months and 27 days. Max is still the youngest, but Kimi joined that like exclusive teen podium.
That's insane. I remember watching that celebration and the fact that his own father got to see him on the podium on Father's Day too. Oh my God, I was emotional. I started shedding tears. I was like,
The fact
oh.
that he has finals next week, apparently. Finals after being on the podium.
That's so, and isn't he going to the F1 movie premiere?
I think so. Like, his life is crazy. Like, I just need to understand this man's life.
Like, I wish I those were my problems at 18 years old.
Literally, I don't know. That was like the best. I mean, like, I'm not a Mercedes fan, guys. Like, I was, I'm a Red Bull girl through and through, but I wasn't mad about Kimi being on podium. I was like, that was beautiful. Like, I love that for him.
Yeah. I, as a McLaren fan, which we will talk about a little bit after, but I also was not mad at Kimi being on podium. Like, it is well deserved. We have constantly talked about how we think that he was being pulled up too soon. He is proven us wrong, and I couldn't be more happier for him. And he is definitely going to do great things, so I cannot wait to see his career in the future.
I feel like he's gonna get a win this season. Like the trajectory he's on, I feel like we could get a Kimi win this season.
I would agree. Let's see. Let's see if we can predict which track will be his first win.
Ooh, let me see what tracks we have coming up. Hold on. Let me pull up the tracks. I was
I'm
like, I
like
have.
trying to think of like the tracks that Mercedes is known to be dominant for.
I mean, I would love him to win Britain. That'd be great for him.
Oh my God, then I'd get to see that.
Let me see
Got
what other.
it.
I don't know where Mercedes is dominant. I don't keep up with Mercedes. So like,
Yeah, I don't either. That's why I was like, maybe I should look it up.
and
Which
I'm like,
track?
what are they dominant in? I know, but I feel like he has a chance, and with everything that's going on, I feel like he has a chance. Like the Mercedes, it's here and there. Like sometimes they do better, sometimes they do really bad.
Yeah.
But they were just on it this weekend, and he was like making up positions, like he was pulling moves on people.
I
Like
love
he
that for him.
really did not care.
He is learning and he is improving. He learns from his mistakes and everything.
Yep.
I'm calling it. I'm saying Brazil. I don't know. I'm just saying the track at this point.
Obviously, Great Britain. I'm gonna say that one. Don't know why, but I have a feeling.
Imagine. I will literally text you as soon as I see who wins.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, guys, I am going to Silverstone this year, which is literally in a couple of weeks, and I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, so if we're a little late on posting that weekend, you guys know why. She's there. She's in
Yeah.
the moment.
I'm there. I'm in the moment. What, 5 hour, 6 hour difference? Well, that's from the East Coast, though. I don't even know what the hour difference is.
For me, I don't know, girl. You're gonna be calling me like Eminem and be like, hello.
Kimmy just
No, for real. I don't even know what time that race is for me. Like, I think it's gonna be really early. I think it's like one of those like 6, 5 a.m. races for me.
God.
You know?
Those ones on East Coast time, at least, that race is 10 a.m. for me. So what's
Like eight?
3 hours
I'd
behind.
say
Yeah.
like eight. That's not that bad.
No, I think it'd be a 7. It's
It
3 hours. There's a 3 hour difference.
is seven.
Yeah.
Oh, still not that bad. I've woken up earlier.
Yeah.
But yeah, now that we got our fun, now we gotta talk. I'm so sorry about McLaren and what they are doing there. Like, guys, for context, Daisy was at work
Yeah.
during the race. I was sitting there watching it and I was like, oh, nothing's happening. We're getting like, because let's be honest, me and my sister are more of an Oscar Piastri fan. And we're like, oh my God, he's about to like lose out to Lando. And I was like, there's no way. There's no way we're watching that. It was good racing. Like, I'll give them that. It was good, clean racing through and through until Lando misjudged that and basically drove into while almost ending Oscar's race too. But I am proud of Lando for automatically going on the radio, be like, my bad, that's my fault, and owning up. Because there's still people hating cheating on him. And I'm like, y'all, he owned up to his mistake. Like, what else do you want from this man?
I'm telling you, ever since Lando, everyone absolutely loved Lando, like in his rookie era and all the way up until
He
McLaren
started
a good car. To
winning.
when McLaren built a good car and Lando started winning races and he's like he could win the world championship, like they all started hating him for everything that he does. Like all the quirks that everyone used to love him for, they all hate him for it now. And it pisses me off so much. But yeah, I was devastated when you texted me saying, "Are you watching the race?" I was like, "No, I'm at work. I wish I was watching the race, but I'm like keeping up with the app." And when you told me that they had a crash, I immediately looked it up. I was like, "There's no way." But as a Lando fan, I was sad. I was literally devastated. But I'm happy that he owned up to his mistakes. He acknowledged that he misjudged it. He thought he had more room. He thought that he could have made it. He didn't. He took full responsibility. And I love that for him. And the fact that people are still hating on him for that, like, guys, he literally said that he shouldn't have done it, but he did it. He took a risk. And everyone, I've seen it too, where people are making fun of him, being like, oh, he thinks he's Max Verstappen and that he could have done that. Like,
I don't even, Max would have not made that either. Max would have crashed out there too.
yeah. There's like everyone's like comparing the two of them now, being like how Lando thinks he has like that Max Verstappen mentality or something like that. But yeah.
I don't know. I think the only person here to blame is literally McLaren for not. I don't even think they've established their number one driver.
No, because they keep on saying that they don't have a number one driver.
I think they just should at this point just say who their number one driver is. And I know a lot of people are gonna hate me for saying this one, but I think Oscar's been doing a little better, a little more consistent. So I do think, as much as I think Lando does deserve a world championship, I don't think he has that world championship mentality this season. Because he barely got a good car. I don't think he's used to like this much, if that makes sense.
No, it makes sense. I also think that I forgot, I know I mentioned it in the podcast, but I remember saying how Lando has been there to build the car, like give his input and feedback to like make the car that it is. But at the same time, I think they built it around Oscar's driving style too.
I think they are. I think they're pulling a Red Bull and starting to build it around one driver, which I'm like, that's where you make the mistake. I was like,
That's why
speaking
that second
as
seat is always cursed.
literally, but we don't know who their second driver is because they won't tell us. And I'm like, I think they need to, because if not, I don't think this is gonna be the last crash we're gonna see between them.
Yeah.
I really don't think this is gonna be the last one, because they both want to win, like, because they're both 1 and 2 right now, and Lando just made it easier for Max now to get closer to them, because Max is still in the fight, guys. Like it or not, I feel like everyone's like, oh, Max isn't gonna win. I was like, it's Max. I was like, he's still very much in the fight,
Like, y'all think he's gonna give up that easily?
especially with Lando's little crash right now. That just like closed the gap a little bit.
Yeah, it
Him getting
definitely.
like P2, so I'm like, it did close the gap just slightly.
Yeah, no, it definitely did. And everyone's like painting them out to be like the next Brosadies. And I was like, guys, there is way too much lore going back to what led up to Brosadies that Lando and Oscar are not there at all. They're not at that level. Like, they will not be the next Brosadies. Let me be clear. Like, even after like what happened with the crash, like this weekend, like they're still friendly with each other. They still are talking and chatting, and they're good. Like, there's no bad blood between the two of them.
Lando owned up to his mistake on the set. Like, he literally went straight on that radio and was like, that was my bad. Like, I messed up. Like, he took ownership, which I feel like people are just like glossing over it. And I'm like, guys, he owned up to it. Like, this man can't do anything right. Like, if he doesn't own up to it, people hate him. He owns up to it, people hate him. I'm like, wow. I was like, the hatred is wild. Like, I'm not the biggest Lando Norris girl either, guys, but damn.
I just thought that was funny. I had to mention that people think that they're gonna be the next Mercedes. Like, let me just be clear, they are not, and they will never be the next Mercedes. Because to be honest, if that ever ends up being true, I don't think I could ever live through that again. Like,
I wasn't a fan when Bro Sadie's was a thing, so I'm like, I don't know the, like, I know I've heard about it, but I don't know the full.
there is so much lore, and it's just like, girl, every time something new happens, or every time something new pops up about Mercedes, I get so emotional. Like, my heart just clenches. Like, that was such a dark time for me.
What I've seen, I'm like, it feels like it'd be traumatic.
It was. We're all still feeling that hurt in the back of our minds. Oh my God. Anyways,
Didn't have a good day. an F1.
I also said, wait,
Oh, go for
continue.
it. No,
No,
you can go for it.
okay. I was literally just going to talk about Ferrari. I like how before you mentioned how they were just not having a good day. In every other sport, they're dominating except F1, which I think is so funny.
Yeah, I was like that too, because I'm like Charles. Literally, he's like, "Why are we doing this?" Like he doesn't like every time like he would call the. He's like, "Why are we doing this?" He's like, "Don't box me. Why'd you box me? Like I could have left. Like why aren't you listening?" I'm like every time his radio, I was like, "Oh, what is this?" He is sassy. Every time he went on that radio, I was like, "I was sad. I was like, what is he gonna say?"
Someone said that his loyalty to Ferrari is starting to crumble, and it's evident. Like we can see it when he is literally questioned what his team is doing. And I hope he leaves for his sake because he definitely would have won a world championship.
I was like, he would have at least had more wins. I don't know world championship, but I feel like he would have had more wins than he's had.
That's
Like 100% would have had more. Like the fact that it took him that long to win Monaco because of his team and their strategy is like, yeah.
yeah. That's honestly insane. Oh, Charles, please.
Please
I'm not
get
leaving.
out.
Get out.
A couple drivers are like, get out of your team, man. They just really don't like you.
No, they keep feeding this narrative how they're Ferrari's golden boy, like building their brand around him. No, they don't care about you.
They don't care about either of their drivers, to be fair.
Yeah, I just can't even imagine what Lewis is like feeling because he left Mercedes to be with his team because he wanted to win his eighth title, but it doesn't look like it's
He's
happening.
watching that slip away.
He is watching that slip away. And yeah, I feel for both Lewis and Charles.
I was like, I feel for a lot of people in this sport right now. Like, I don't think this is what they thought it was.
No. Oh, Jack Doohan, my love. Oh, I miss you.
Honestly, I was like, who's next though? Because I think they said that there's other people. The Alpine revolving door, I don't think it's gonna be the last we see of it. I feel like we're gonna have another driver switch up there too.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Because they gave Franco 5 races, right? When is his last race?
I don't even know. It's Miami that did that because he raced in Miami, right? Okay. It'd be next race.
Oh, I don't know. Because that's what they were saying, 5 races. So,
It'd be Austria because Austria would be the fifth race if you don't count Miami. If you count Miami, then it would have been the Canadian one.
Well, I don't know because they said there were 5 races, and if they were like, I don't know if they're gonna give Doohan back the seat or someone else, but like it was just a whole mess.
I mean, I did hear that too, that Franco is only going to get 5 races. But like I said, if they don't count Miami, it would have been 5 races in Austria, like the next race. But if they did count Miami, then it would have been the Canadian GP. So I guess we'll see if they make any announcements this weekend or after Austria, which would be Silverstone. So
Well, I was like, we'll see. I was like, Alpine's a mess too, so.
who isn't a mess right now? Like, I honestly feel like that's Sauber or
Oh,
Haas.
they've been doing so good. Sauber, Nico's just been like carrying, like Nico out here doing like wonders, and like that man's carrying, like he's living his best life. He's like the second he left Haas, he's like, this is it.
No, literally. And Esteban, he is so much happier at Haas.
I know, it's like I feel like sometimes you just gotta leave your toxic team.
Yeah, I think the other drivers should do that.
Exactly.
Like, they should see how happy Nico and Esteban are at their teams. Like, the other drivers should pick up on that, maybe follow in that trajectory.
Like, you know what? This isn't it. This is a toxic relationship. I gotta leave.
Yeah, but it's like everyone else always says, you never know you're in a toxic relationship until you leave it.
True. That is very true. But I think that was pretty much it for Canada. I don't think much else happened, right?
Yeah, I don't think so either. Oh, I did want to talk about this because we did mention Maggie a lot. They hard launched, well, F1 TV basically hard launched their relationship. And what I think it was the Spanish TV, or was it the other one that was before? Because I know.
Isn't it? I don't even know, man. Like, it was one of them. Because they first, they were like, oh, I think it was Monaco. Because they first launched her as a model. And then I think race day, they were like, model slash Lando Norris's partner. Because I
Partner.
remember I texted you and I was like, Lando Norris's partner? Wow.
Which I was like a little bit skeptical about because, like, one, they never even posted it on either of their social medias. And the fact that they allowed them to hard launch it or F1 TV to hard launch their relationship was wild to me.
Yeah, because she did go to Spain, but she wasn't here in Canada, so.
Yeah. But I mean, what are we to butt in on a grown man's relationship?
I
Like, you guys need to stop. Yeah,
was like, good for him. If they're happy, they're happy, you know? She's
no,
cute.
literally.
They seem cute together.
She is so pretty. Like, every time I see a picture of her, I'm like so jealous. Like, she is insanely gorgeous.
She's a model, so.
Yeah, all models are gorgeous.
Yeah, I don't know, but you know what? F1 just be hard launching.
No, they truly do. To be honest, I feel like I know that I said that I was a little skeptical because it was, but it's also really funny. Like, of course, that would be such a Lando way to.
Telling people he's in a relationship.
Yeah.
He's like, just announce it. He's like, I'm over this. And never like mention it, like nothing.
Nothing. Yeah. It's like he was just like, I'm just gonna let like F1 TV do the dirty work for me. Like, I'm not even gonna mention it on my social media or anything.
I mean, good for them, because I'm like, he went through a lot with his ex and like people hating on her. So I'm like,
Yeah, which is why he, I feel like he's also been hesitant on like announcing this new relationship, which I don't blame him at all, because sometimes it's mostly just the toxic fangirls. It's not every single one of us, but it's just like the toxic fangirls that think that they develop like this parasocial relationship,
it's crazy, guys.
and they think that they have a chance, like an actual chance with their favorite drivers.
And
And
you
so
just
they send
love.
hate to their significant others, their
I've
partner.
been on the side of TikTok where I get their like hate like TikTok accounts, and they still like bring up like their exes, like specifically Charles Leclerc's ex, Charlotte. She still gets compared to his new, and I think she's in a relationship and everything. And I'm like, this girl's thriving. Like, he has a new girlfriend. Like, they've both moved on. Why is she still like the people are like, oh, she was the better person. I'm like, girl, or people hating on her. And I'm like, why are you still hating on her? Like,
Like, we get it. You're jealous that Alexandria is getting all these brand deals and you're not. Like,
yeah.
I absolutely love Charlotte. I was there for that relationship too. I absolutely love Charlotte, and I'm glad that she is thriving on her own without Charles, you know, as she should, because she deserved it. And Alexandria, bro, she's so gorgeous. Like, I'm honestly jealous of her. And the fact that it's like confirmed that she is Mexican, because if she put it on her TikTok bio, like the Mexican flag and the French flag, like, I love her even more, because like, represent, you know?
Oh, for real. I'm like, I don't know, man. I was like, y'all are weird. Like, go touch grass.
Especially when they bring like Ellie, and then I also see the Carmen, like George Russell's girlfriend, like hate pages and stuff like that on my For You page. I'm like, guys, do you not have jobs?
I was like, honestly, I'm like, y'all have too much time, like too much time on your hands.
No, literally. Like, please, please, please put down the phone, read a book, go outside, touch some grass, like, do anything but be on your phone, please.
For yeah, I think we should end it on good news though, guys.
Yes.
Like after I was like, because I know it's heavy. I don't want to get into politics here, but everything that's happened, we're not NASCAR fans. Like we've said that before, but Daniel Suarez did win in Mexico, and he is Mexican, the cup. So I'm like, I am so proud of him for that.
I
That
saw
was like,
it.
yeah. So I'm like, I think we should end on that. And then Pato got on podium, so it's a good weekend for us Mexican girlies in motorsport.
Wait, I saw this thing. Okay, Pato is trying to set up Nolan. Is that what it
And
is?
this one girl, dude, I wish we started talking about that at the beginning. That was.
The fact that Pato was so happy when she said he DM'd me back, and he was like, "Ah, my dog." I love
Dude,
that
he is just.
man.
He literally, he's the best. I love
Setting
him.
his fans up with his friends, like, ah, oh, love
I
him.
love
Yeah, good news, like, for us girl, for us Mexican girlies, like, love.
him. Yeah. I was like, we might not have representation right now in F1. Hopefully we'll get Checo back. But you know what? We got representation in NASCAR, in IndyCar, and I think there's in other motorsports. I'm just not that well educated in all of them. If you guys know them, let us know.
Yes, let us know. We're always so glad to hear us being represented, you know, because representation is really good.
But that's all I have. I just thought we should end it on good news.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought it up. We should end on good news. But anyways, apologize again for not posting for a very, very long time, but we are officially back, and we cannot wait to continue the covering the rest of the season and all of the other good news in motorsports. Okay, bye guys.
Bye.